From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Violence between Palestinians and Israeli police surged Saturday in the occupied West Bank town of Hebron and in Jerusalem, with police reporting at least four knife-wielding Palestinians killed in separate incidents. Authorities said several Israeli security personnel were wounded as well. At least 40 Palestinians and 7 Israelis have died during weeks of street violence, linked in part to rumors that Israelis plan to take over the East Jerusalem holy site known to Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and to Jews as the Temple Mount. Israel adamantly denies these claims. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is set to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu next week to discuss the situation. Russia's prime minister said Saturday that Russia's military aim in Syria is to defend its national interests and defeat the Islamic State, and not to keep President Bashar al-Assad in power. In an interview with the Russia TV channel, Dmitry Medvedev says it is not important to Russia who leads Syria in the future, so long as it is not ISIS. In Washington on Friday, U.S. President Barack Obama commented that Russia's campaign in Syria is not going to work,
because they are trying to support a regime that, in the eyes of the overwhelming majority of the Syrian people, is not legitimate.
Obama's comments came as the U.S. and Russia reached an agreement in principle to avoid each other's aircraft as both countries conduct air campaigns in Syria. Obama said that was the only issue the two countries agreed on. From Washington, this is VOA News. Busloads of migrants began arriving in Slovenia from Croatia for the first time on Saturday. The migrants, who are hoping for a more stable life in northern Europe, were diverted to Slovenia on their route north after Hungary sealed its border with Croatia. The Slovenian border is open for now, but there are fears it may soon close as well. Slovenian Prime Minister Miro Cura is exercising caution.
It is important that we reinforce the police with army personnel. We will be providing logistical support with transport and surveillance in border areas.
Nearly 600,000 migrants have reached the EU by sea, many of them traveling through Turkey to Greece before heading north. Guinea's president, Alpha Conde, has won a second term, the country's election commission has announced 6 days after polling ended. Conde won with about 58% of votes cast. A powerful, slow-moving typhoon is swirling towards the Philippines, raising the threat of torrential rains and catastrophic flooding on the main island of Luzon. Authorities have begun canceling flights, and local officials are conducting forced evacuations of coastal regions and flood-prone areas. The storm has sustained winds of up to 200 kilometers per hour. Iran rejects allegations that its recent long-range missile test violates United Nations Security Council resolutions. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said Saturday that, contrary to the claims of the United States and France, Iran's missile tests have nothing to do with the resolution, which only mentions missiles designed to carry nuclear warheads. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. She says the United States will seek appropriate action.
It does appear that the missile launch that Iran conducted did violate U.N. Security Council resolution, so we will indeed bring it to the Security Council and press for the appropriate action. We're also looking bilaterally at things that we can do as well.
A friendly fire airstrike from the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen killed at least 20 fighters and wounded 20 more on Saturday. The incident happened while coalition forces in pursuit of Shiite Houthi rebels in southern Yemen struck a pro-government military encampment. The fighters had just forced the Houthis from the camp when the airstrikes hit. Pope Francis has called for a healthy decentralization of power in the Catholic Church, including a greater role for the laity, more decision-making authority for bishops' conferences, and even changes to the papacy. Francis made his comment Saturday during a ceremony marking the 50th anniversary of the Synod of Bishops, which meets occasionally to advise the Pope. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.